GOP Rep. Cheney, Kamala Harris very much a radical liberal. By Trent Baker on August 12, 2020. Wednesday, Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y. weighed in on presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden selecting Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as his running mate. Cheney pointed to Harris' support of Medicare for All, abortion and banning gun sales and her far-left voting record. The Wyoming lawmaker said her record makes it clear she stands for socialist far-left policies. "Look, I think the pick was somewhat surprising," Cheney told host Sandra Smith. "Joe Biden has really been trying to portray himself as the moderate in this race as somebody who is a centrist. And in one fell swoop here he has put somebody on the ticket whose voting record in the Senate is left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So, I think that the American people are going to look at the substance of this. They're going to look at what she's stood for in the past. They're going to look at what she said during the primary election. And it's very clear. She is a radical liberal. She is somebody that has said we ought to spend $32 trillion on Medicare for All. If you look at her record as well in California, she did in fact essentially ban gun sales with executive action. And she threatened during the primaries to do the same thing if she were elected here. So, I do think the American people will take a look at this record and realize she is very much a radical liberal. She is the epitome of a San Francisco liberal. Even farther to the left than Barack Obama was. She seems to be farther to the left than Nancy Pelosi is," Cheney continued. "And when you look at what she stands for and what she believes in terms of raising taxes, in terms of infringing on the Second Amendment, in terms of support for abortion up until the ninth month and beyond, she's going to have a very difficult time in those swing states with those independent voters." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.